The Ministry of Health and Child Care says the certificates will be linked to the passports to travelers departing the country and will be required from arrivals in a bid to curb the incidence of fake COVID-19 certificates. The ministry says it has the records of people that have been vaccinated and that the new card will have security features which can be scanned and verified. The card will have a QR code for verification of information. Observers say it's unclear how many fake COVID-19 certificates are in circulation, but their very existence exacerbates the challenge of creating a secure regime. Zimbabwe's borders are currently closed to ordinary travelers. The rollout of vaccines has gotten off to a slow start. The ministry says 61,093 people have gotten the jabs, with 6,569 getting their second doses. The acting provincial medical director, Welcome Mlilo, says the certificate is going to be inevitable, with a few countries already creating some form of a COVID-19 passport, including Israel, China, Bahrain, the US, the UK, and the European Union.
So, in a sense, a vaccine passport is proof that you have tested negative or you have been protected against certain infections. So this is an old idea that is being packaged in a new way. For years, people have traveled to certain areas in the world. They've been asked to show papers or a medical passport, or what has been called a yellow card. This was created by WHO to prove that the certain individuals would have gotten vaccines against diseases like yellow fever, cholera, and rubella.
Observers say COVID-19 passports would be useful in curbing the spread of the pandemic in the face of vaccinating the entire population. Itai Risike of Community Working Group on Health, CWGH, weighs in.
We can also learn from the discussions and the processes that are happening elsewhere. I think they are now at an advanced stage of making it mandatory for one to have a COVID-19 passport if you are to access public amenities such as shops, gyms, and so forth. So Zimbabwe definitely will now need to start discussions and dialogue on how this COVID-19 passport arrangement going to be, you know, implemented, and if ever it is going to be implemented.
The city of Bulawayo started a vaccination program with China's Sinovac and Sinopharm vaccines that's targeting 110,000 residents. Reporting for VOA, this is Adigondo from Bulawayo, Zimbabwe.